today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our message from last week about and the anticipation of Christmas. This was part two of this series, and there'll only be the two parts, Lord willing. And if you'd like to hear the first part, you can go to our website at considerhisword.org, and the program is available there. So you can go back and hear part one, and today as we continue part two. We're going to be in Isaiah chapter 40. We're going to start there, and we'll review a little bit. But it'd be better to go back and hear the whole program from last week. So you can do that at the website. Again, considerhisword.org. We're going to be reading Isaiah 40. We'll start there in a few moments, but I want to remind you about our book. Now, one more week, and we're not going to be doing the book anymore. And so if you'd like to receive the book, Consider His Word, you can write to us to a gift to this ministry for $20. We'll send the book to you. Now, there's no postage, so the $20 covers everything. You can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I'll give you that address again here in just a moment. So you can get the book, $20 gift to this ministry, Consider His Word. The Consider His Word is a daily devotional. I wrote it about 10 years ago. It's a very straightforward, simple devotional. It's not long. There's not a lot of flowery stories and things like that. It's pretty much straight from the Scripture, much like this program. And so it's a daily devotional. There is a program for reading through the Bible in a year. It's also a journal where you can write down your own thoughts and pray things you want to praise the Lord for, and then a place also for prayer requests. And it's a great tool for you to use to grow in the Lord. And so write for the book. Now, also, we're offering our little magnetic calendars. We're not going to be offering these much longer. These little magnetic calendars, I have mine stuck to a file cabinet in my office. They stick on a refrigerator. Those are absolutely free. We just want to hear from you. So just write to us. Now, I gave you the address. I'll give it to you again. You can send us a note that way. Give us an address. Tell us where you're hearing the program. Again, the mailing address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can email me directly, and again, send an address and where you're hearing the program, and just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then you can go through the website and contact us that way if you wish. Now, I don't mention this a lot, and I don't intend to mention it much more. But if you'd like to make a donation to this program, we would be so grateful. You can do that through the website, again, considerhisword.org. And so you can do that there as well. So contact us. Let us know how your Christmas is going. We'd love to hear from you. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 1. Now, Isaiah, we've been talking about the anticipation of Christmas, and Isaiah mentions the coming of the Messiah. I love the way that the Bible says it here in Isaiah 40. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. He said, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. All through the Old Testament, they were anticipating the day when Jesus would come. You realize that when Jesus was born, there were people even there then that were awaiting his arrival. There were two in the temple. If we have time, we may talk about them later, that were waiting for Jesus to come. Others were watching for the Messiah. Throughout the years, they knew that the Son of God would come into this world, and they were watching for him. And it began all the way back to the time of Genesis, where God spoke to Satan, and he said, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. There's a promise that one day Satan's head would be bruised, but also the heel of the Messiah. It would be of the seed of the woman from Eve from that time. And then we go on to Genesis chapter 12, where God said that in Abraham, all the families of the earth would be blessed. That includes you, and that includes your family. Last week, we talked about the time of David, when David would anticipate the coming of a king. I wonder what he thought about this. Psalm 132:11 said, the Lord has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I sit upon thy throne. A king would come, and it would sit on the throne of David. That would be Jesus himself. And so from the time of David, they were anticipating that Messiah. From the time of Isaiah, Isaiah has a lot to say about the coming of Christ. Isaiah 7:14 was the sign. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Now, many people are interested in signs, and they want to hear signs. Here was an unmistakable sign of the Messiah, and that would be that he would be virgin born of a virgin. Now, I'm sure they didn't know how that would happen. We only know today that it was a miracle, that the angel came and told Mary that she would conceive. And she said, how is that possible? I've never known a man. And he said, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and you will be conceived of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus would be born of a virgin. I want you to look at Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. What he says over there about the Savior. He talks about Jesus there. Isaiah chapter 9. And look what he says there. Give me a moment to get over there myself. Again, talking about the Son of God, the Savior who would come. And he told him, he said in verse 6, this is chapter 9, Isaiah 9 beginning verse 6. He said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And the throne of David, we just spoke of that, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice, from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah spoke much of the anticipated Messiah. What about Daniel? I want you to look at Daniel chapter 9 also. Now, Daniel takes us to another period, a Bible history. And so all through the Bible, this is mentioned. I love this passage in Daniel. Daniel had gone to the Lord to pray. Daniel knew from the captivity that it would soon be over. And he had his talk with the Lord. He prayed in chapter 9. And this is part of that answer to his prayer. There he confessed his sin and the sin of the people. Again, anticipating the end of the captivity. But God also made him another promise. Look at verse 25. This angel told him, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times." He even mentions the Messiah by name. Isaiah did. He called him Emmanuel. Here, Daniel specifically recognizes the Messiah and that he would come. And I want you to notice that this was a given fact, and they were anticipating that time when Jesus would come. We go into other prophets like Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse 5 and 6 says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and the king shall reign and prosper and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness." Certainly, Jesus became our righteousness when he died on the cross. And so that anticipation was even in the time of Jeremiah. We go to the last book of the Bible. And in the last book of the Bible, we have another promise. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1 says, "Behold, I will send my angel, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." And certainly one day Jesus did go into the temple. Understand that there are some nearly 300 prophecies of Jesus in the Old Testament. They anticipated his coming. And with Christmas only a couple of ways, I hope you're anticipating that Christmas day when we celebrate the birth of the Savior. Not just a great man, though he was. Not just a great teacher, though he was. The birth of the Son of God on this earth. And I hope you have a great and wonderful celebration as you anticipate the coming of Christmas. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. His word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.